I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The 8th Annual Girls Rock Music and Arts Festival will happen throughout November, celebrating the role of women in music and the arts. It will feature a wide variety of concerts and other events in Eugene, Springfield, and Cottage Grove. With us in the KLCC studios is Matricia Armitage of Tea Time Productions, who's been organizing the festival in recent years. Nice to see you again.
Nice to be here.
Well, you've been involved with this festival since close to its inception in various ways. How's it grown and changed over the course of 8 years?
Well, every year we have a lot more participants. This year we diversified different events, included a lot of new people, which I was really excited about. And our biggest evolution is next year we'll be moving on to have nonprofit status with a nonprofit called the Raven Project that's newly formed.
What do the changes in the festival say about any wider shifts in the participation of women and girls in music and the arts?
Every year there are just more and more people needing this. Now it'll just be, how can we handle the fact that there's more and more people that want to participate and trying to work out how we can get everyone included?
When you look at music and the business that surrounds it, where do you see the most opportunities for women, and where do you see the places where women still fight against gender prejudice?
Well, it's funny. I've been interviewing about this recently a lot, and I feel like there is a lot of opportunity. It's just the time. And one of the places that we kind of came to a conclusion isn't always so much the inequality, but the choices. A lot of the musicians I know that are women are also PhDs. They're mothers. They do weekly yoga classes. They have this life balance that they really honor, and music doesn't really allow that. Music is sort of, if you're really going to be famous at this, you're either giving it 125% or you might not get the results you want and the time involved in it. So the women I know are a lot more diverse and have a lot going on in their lives, and so I don't know if that's a negativism, but it definitely keeps us from putting all of our energy into one thing, because we tend to have a lot of interests and a lot of excitement.
So both as both a musician and a businesswoman yourself, is the music business a career you'd recommend to a young woman?
With some help, you know, depending on what their skill set is. I know for me, having been a business owner before I became a promoter, it helped me know the business side of things, to where I definitely recommend it on the creative side of doing their music, but I'd recommend them having a powerful partner that's going to help them with all the phone calls, the emails, the marketing, because it's hard to keep those creative strengths and the business strengths at the same time.
Highlight a few of the key events of this month-long festival this year.
Well, I'm really excited. We're having the fall fashion show. We're sponsoring that, and I've never been involved in like a full-fledged fashion show, and I had no idea what was involved. We've got music, visual arts, dance, everything coming together at the Territorial Winery, and it's a huge space, and they've just been super accommodating. And so that one, I'm really excited, just because it's really new, it's big, it's huge, so many people are involved, so I'm glad to see Girls Rock and that community coming together to put this event on. And then, of course, we're super excited. We've got the Shook Twins playing with us at Wow Hall. That was a big honor. You know, so excited to have them come and just share the stage with them, and our participants alone is going to be really exciting.
And you have a CD compilation coming out too, I understand.
Yes, we've been working on this for a few years. It was an idea the crew had a long time ago that we really wanted to have happen, but it took so many resources, and it includes 16 tracks of 16 different of our artists. Some of them were recorded live with Listen Up Studios, and others were submitted as MP3s they'd already recorded. And so it really just shows the diversity. I mean, every song is a different genre, a different feel, and just what Girls Rock can really offer. It's going to be really neat to show that to the community.
And although this festival celebrates women and girls in music, it doesn't exclude men. Talk for a moment about the relationship between genders with this festival.
Yeah, we feel that Girls Rock is, you know, more of an attitude than a gender. We want people who want to support women in music and arts. And so in the bands, as far as being a performing artist, you have to have at least one prominent, strong female member that is being supported by the rest of the band in some way, shape, or form, or you're shining her ability in some way, shape, or form. And then as far as our volunteer crew, some of our longest-term supporters and vendors are guys that come to every show, and they just love it. So, yeah, we're very non-gender biased. As long as someone in there is loving a woman and promoting that, then we want them to be on our team.
Matricia Armitage of Tea Time Productions and the band Bahuana Tea, also the manager of the 8th Annual Girls Rock Music and Arts Festival. The festival celebrates the participation and growth of women and girls in music and the arts with a month of events in November held in venues in Eugene, Springfield, and Cottage Grove. For schedules and complete information, visit girlsrock.com, spelled G-R-R-R-L-Z Rock. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.